now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. High school basketball from last night, and it was girls basketball. The West Plains Lady Zizzers had their pink out game, and the varsity Lady Zizzers defeated Waynesville 73-34. Other girls basketball from last night, Ava over Norwood, 67-31. Salem tops Cuba, 53-45. The Lady Liberty Eagles get by Van Buren, 66-58. And Mansfield tops the Willow Springs Lady Bears, 58-28. Boys basketball last night, Hartville tops Liberty, 72-58. And Salem gets by Kabul, 72-63. Well, Grizzlies softball team, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team, will begin its inaugural season this Sunday. They face the Northern Arkansas College Pioneers at Harrison. Game times are 12 noon and 2 p.m. The spring schedule also includes three of the Grizzlies' toughest opponents from the fall season, Three Rivers College, State Fair Community College, and Moberly Area Community College. High school basketball tonight for the boys. Lesterville at Bunker. Mountain Grove will travel to Kabul. Fordland goes to Gainesville. Conway at Hartville. Liberty will be at Houston. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. Newburgh goes to Licking. Mansfield at Seymour. South Iron will host Eminence. Thayer hosting Salem. West Plains travels to Waynesville. That game will air on KDY 102.5. And Ava at Willow Springs. That game will air on KUKU 100.3. Zizzer Baseball Tacos Trivia is going to be February 25th, 6 p.m., West Plains Elementary. This is the main fundraiser for the West Plains Zizzer Baseball team, which helps cover costs for travel, team meals, field maintenance, and equipment. The big goal this year is a new backstop net. To sign a team up for more information, you can call 417-247-7779. Last night at the West Plains Civic Center, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies hosted Indian Hills in men's basketball. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
Hosting the Indian Hills Warriors, the number three team in the nation last night, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies played a tight contest throughout, showed a lot of grit, showed a lot of toughness, made shots when they had to, and Aiden Gare fouled on a three-point attempt, down one with 2.5 seconds to go. Turned out to be just what the Grizzlies needed as they win the game by one, 76-75, over the third-ranked Warriors. Aiden Gare shot a three with 2.5 seconds to go, drew a foul, went to the line, made the first two, missed the third on purpose, and Indian Hills could not get a shot away at the end. What an effort by the Grizzlies. Terrific basketball game. Aiden Gare led the scoring with 14 along with Carlos Paul. Dal McHenry had 15 points to lead Indian Hills. So the Grizzlies pick up their biggest win in a long time, and now they'll move forward with a couple more games in region play this week. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Up next for the Grizzlies, a home game with Moberly Area Community College, and that's going to be Wednesday night, tip-off 7 p.m. Catch it all on KDY 102.5. Area high school girls basketball for tonight. Lesterville travels to Bunker. Fordland will be at Gainesville. Liberty at Houston. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. Koshkonong at Maynard, Arkansas. And Thayer will host the Salem Lady Tigers. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.